He tensed the muscles in his cramped legs, trying to get the circulation going, and then he relaxed. He had a long wait ahead of him. He thought of his dolly mop. Whenever he was working, he thought of his dolly's quim. It was a natural thing. Tension turned a man randy. Then his thoughts drifted back to Pierce and the question that Edgar had puzzled over for nearly a year now. What was the damn pull? The drunken Irishman, with the red beard and slouch hat, stumbled through the deserted station, singing Molly Malone. With his shuffling, flat-footed gait, he was a true soak. And as he walked along, it appeared he was so lost in his song that he might not notice the guard on the stairs. But he did, and he eyed the guard's paper bag suspiciously before making an elaborate and wobbly bow.
"And a good evening to you, sir," the drunk said.
"Evening," the guard said.
"And what, may I inquire," said the drunk, standing stiffer, "is your business up there, eh? Up to no good, are you?"
"I'm guard in these premises here," the guard said. The drunk hiccuped.
So you say, my good fellow, but many a rascal has said us much.
Here now.
I think," the drunk said, waving an accusatory finger in the air, trying to point it at the guard, but unable to aim accurately. "I think, sir, we shall have the police to look you over, so that we shall know if you're up to no good."
"Now look here," the guard said.
"You look here, and lively too,"
the drunk said, and abruptly began to shout.
"Police! Police!"
"Here now," the guard said, coming down the stairs. "Get a grip on yourself, you scurvy soak."
"Scurvy soak,"
the drunk said, raising an eyebrow and shaking his fist.
"I'm a Dubliner, sir."
"I pulled that right enough," the guard snorted. At that moment, the constable came running around the corner, drawn by the shouts of the drunk.
"Ah, a criminal officer," said the drunk. "Arrest that scoundrel," he said, pointing to the guard, who had now moved to the bottom of the stairs. "He's up to no good."
The drunk hiccuped. The constable and the guard exchanged glances and then opened smiles.
"Oh, you'll find this a laughing matter, sir," said the drunk, turning to the copper. "I say nothing risible. This man is plainly up to no good."
"Come along now, sir," the constable said, "or I'll have you in lumber for creating a nuisance."
"A nuisance?" the drunk said, twisting free of the constable's arm. "I think you and this blackguard are in cahoots, sir."